All right, welcome back. Who's talking? Hobo, Frank, and Chris here in studio with our producer-engineer, Jesse. And before we go to Antonio Rice, we just wanted to mention the UVA Club of Richmond has their fall kickoff event on Wednesday, September 25th, 6 to 8 p.m. at F.W. Sullivan's downtown. Athletic director Craig Littlepage and assistant basketball coach Jason Williford, obviously a local Richmond native, will be the guests of honor that night. And you can go to the UVA Club website and register online, and I'm sure get other information about becoming a member of the UVA Club and joining everybody on September 25th.
And that's this Wednesday. It's free if you join and renew your membership.
All right.
It's a great event. They give you drink tickets, lots of good food. There's prizes. And Craig Littlepage, I'm sure, will deliver an excellent speech. And Jason Williford is a native Richmonder, played at John Marshall High School, is a terrific guy. And if you've never met him, please go down there and meet Jason. He's a terrific guy, and he really loves basketball.
And he's promising 30 wins.
I think he did say something. High 20s.
Well, yeah. No, I think that was me.
That was you.
I'm sure Jason is promising nothing.
All right, let's get on with our show here. Antonio Rice, UVA running back and former 2 years. He was co-captain of the team back there from 82 to 86. Played in the Peach Bowl, led the team in rushing in 1982. He had 3 100-yard games, and I tell you what, does an excellent job as an analyst for WINA in their pregame every Saturday before the home games. And anyhow, we're lucky to have Antonio with us tonight. I know he's got lots of duties as a dad and a coach. So, Antonio, without further ado, give us a breakdown on the UVA offense so far this season.
You know, so far this season, and thank you for the very nice introduction. That's awfully kind. You know, back in my days, leading the team in rushing wasn't a tall task, if you know what I mean. But I appreciate that. And so I just kind of have to break them down, you know, game by game. And so you look at a BYU team that had, a very stout defense, especially the previous year. I guess top five in the defensive category. So it's a pretty good defense, and I think we struggled a little bit offensively, to tell you the truth, against BYU. I think we did just enough to get the win, and to execute, you know, fairly well on offense. And so, and at that, from that standpoint, for me, as looking at it offensively, I really started looking at it as being, okay, we're going to be a grinding team. You know, we're going to hang in there and hang in there. We're going to be this grounding kind of grinder team that's going to just ground and pound, and I'm okay with that. And then the number two team in the country comes into town, and they show you why they're the number two team in the country. And so, and it was exactly, for me, it was exactly what I think most folks expected. And even though I thought there were some really bright spots, I don't think that you can help the number two team in the country spotting them 2 touchdowns early. You just can't do that. And we turned the ball over. We know that Oregon is a turnover specialist. I think they had 40 turnovers the previous year. And so if you don't protect the football, they're going to make you pay. And so, so offensively, we struggled. We couldn't get anything established. We wasn't quite sure, are we going to be that pound and ground, ground and pound running team at offense, or are we going to need to be able to throw the ball? And we couldn't do anything on a consistent basis. However, there were some bright spots. You know, Shepard's 45-yard run, that was pretty darn good. And Watford's throw to, I think it was Jennings, maybe. And that was pretty good, too. And so there were some bright spots, I thought. And then VMI comes into town and off of a bye week. And for me, I would have liked to play Pitt off the bye week than VMI. But, you know, you take it when you can get it. And I think we struggled early. We had a scoreless first quarter. We had 4 drives, one play. One drive went 3 plays and then a punt, and then one ended on a stuff fourth and one, and then 2 ended on turnovers. You don't want to start a game out like that in any way, shape, or form, especially when you go into conference. So you want to have fast starts. But we quickly righted the ship, and we're able to do what we say we wanted to do. We say we want to run the football. Well, you know, 357 yards later, I mean, that's that's pretty good, you know, in regard to my prediction was, you know, at least 500 yards total offense. I don't care how you really got it. I was actually hoping that we would get 300 yards passing, maybe 200 yards rushing. But it was flipped. It was the other way around, because what do you think, that we really need to focus on going down the stretch here, being able to utilize Terrell, Smith, and Jennings. We're going to have to. And I remember back in my days, we didn't have a whole lot of speed, but we had guys that could run routes.
Yes.
And so I have to say that I'm impressed by our speed, but I'm not impressed by our route running.
Most observers are murmuring, that Watford's not being able to see separation between the receivers and the defensive backs. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think that's fair. There are some tight windows, and so I think against VMI, you saw what could happen in terms of throwing the football when you're a little bit more patient and you're allowing guys to, you know, get open, and you're allowing guys. You're looking at several different, you know, different options, and so you go against a better defense like an Oregon and a BYU. Yeah, they're going to expose that for sure, for sure.
Well, so this week, coming off the 49-0 win, and hopefully some renewed confidence in the offense now that once they got the dam to break, and they, you know, Parks had his nice run, and then the backup running back that, you know, is a walk-on, had some nice runs. Is there enough there for the Virginia offense to have a great week of practice, to come out and become a little bit better at ball control, a little bit better with ball security going into this game at Pitt?
I think so. I think you need to take somebody out to the woodshed to kind of to kind of show you and show your team that, that, you know, hey, we can execute. You know, when we put our minds to it, when everybody knows their assignment, everyone's on the same page, we can execute and make some things happen. And so I think this week, I believe Pitt put up 50-plus, 58, 57 points or whatever.
58, yeah.
58. So, hello, folks. We're going to might need to match that, you know what I mean, if they're going to put up that many points. And so, but, coming off of a win like this, I think absolutely instills lots of confidence. And then the other piece, there's an ingredients to all of this. Mm-hmm. And then there's the fun aspect of it. I always say, gosh, it'd be great to kind of have these kids go back and look at some of the film of themselves in high school in terms of how much fun they were having, how they were creating separation, how they were running their routes, and how it was fun. And so I think we're going to have to play a little loose and let these guys and give the guys a green light to go out there and make some plays.
Yeah, we're visiting with Antonio Rice, and Antonio, this is Hobbo. Just as you look at Pitt, and I haven't looked at the record, we probably haven't played Pitt in a long time, so not much familiarity from that standpoint, but what do you see as the keys for the Hoos to go up there and get a W on the road?
And so let's talk a little bit offensively, in the fact that I think we're going to need to be a very well-balanced offense. You know, they know what our weakness is. And our weakness is our passing game. So, you know, they're going to stack the box 8 or 9, and they're going to make Watford, you know, beat them with their arm. And so what's going to happen is, I think what can happen for us, if Watford can then be more of a threat with his legs, okay, if you're going to stack the box and you're going to make me throw the ball, well, then you know what? You go back there. If your first option's not open and your second option's not open, tuck and run. Then those linebackers start cheating up a little bit. You know what I mean? And then maybe we can get something going off, you know, in the air in our passing game, which might open up our running game. And so I think that we're going to have to be well-balanced. I mean, it'd be great to have a runner close to 100 yards. It looks like we have, I can't remember his first name, but the walk-on running back, Ham.
Yes.
He has some pretty good skills, I have to say. I was impressed with his running. He reminded me of Howard Petty back in the day in terms of his running style. And so I think we have some horses that can tote the rock, if you will. I didn't mean to use that slang on you guys.
We'll give him his due. It's Daniel, right. Daniel Ham.
Yeah.
Thank you, Daniel Ham. And so, and then on the other side of the ball, our defense, I got to say, our defense is much further ahead than our offense is. And I think that's easy to say. And so I think Tanir called the perfect game. in terms of the game plan and in terms of pressure and then more pressure. And we're able to do that against the BMI. We're probably going to have to pick and choose when we, blitz and apply the pressure. But I think that if we can kind of be consistent defensively and have guys step up and make some plays. Again, I said in our show before the game, I'm waiting for our playmakers to make plays.
Yes.
To get out there and make some things happen. And so we're going to have to turn over Pitt, I think, defensively. We're going to have to get some takeaways. And then, of course, offensively, we're going to have to hold on to the ball and secure the ball and not turn over, which we've been prone to do in the last two outings, I should say. And then it always kind of comes down to the third phase of the game, fellas, that's special teams. We're going to have to make something happen on special teams as well.
I couldn't agree more. Beautiful analysis. Antonio, we'll let you get back to coaching your son's football team. We thank you for joining us tonight, and we hope to bring you back a little bit later in the season to see how the Wahoos are doing relative to your scoreboard. So thank you very much.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
All right, we're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to have former UVA legendary linebacker Charles McDaniel. Boy, he put up some stats in his day. Stay with us. This is Who's Talking.